The court's 6-1 ruling says New Lisbon prison inmate Darnell Jackson did not prove his rights were violated after prison officials failed to show him a video. Prison officials claim the video clip showed him urging other prisoners to attack two corrections officers. The ruling says once the court viewed the video, it didn't show Jackson at all, but the justices concluded that that didn't mean Jackson didn't conspire with other inmates before the video was shot. Jackson's attorney, Michael Helfinger, says he's disappointed by the outcome and the impact it had on Jackson.
Mr. Jackson's mandatory release date was moved back 6 months. The court really missed an opportunity, I think, to ensure that there are fair and adequate procedures in that context to ensure that findings of disciplinary violations are really only made after a full and fair hearing.
The ruling acknowledges that prison officials did a poor job of maintaining a clear record of what happened leading up to the riot, and that the only proof of Jackson's role in it was the word of two anonymous inmates. In her dissent to the ruling, Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson says a prisoner does not forfeit all rights at the prison gate. She accused the other justices of shirking their responsibility to ensure Jackson's due process rights were protected. She says her reading of the case was that prison officials violated their own procedures during Jackson's disciplinary hearing. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.